You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there. So the question for everyone, and be thinking of this if you're on hold, the highlight of your weekend. What was it, Mary?
We took the kids to the pool at the rec center.
Ew.
We haven't been doing indoor things through COVID. They're toddlers, so they hadn't really experienced it before, and so they were really excited.
Well, that's fun, I guess, if you're a first-timer.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Yeah,
and they're too young to know what goes on in that water, so.
Totally.
What are you talking about? They're contributing.
That's what I'm saying.
They're contributing to what's going on in that water. Mary's kid's pee is in that water now.
Within 20 seconds of getting in that water, they were letting loose. Get it in your mouth. Mary.
Well, listen, if that was your highlight, that's great.
So
what do you do for a living?
I work in internal audit.
Okay. So what, so you work for a company and you just continually audit your company?
Yes, correct.
I bet everyone loves you.
Is that like an everyday thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta audit your company every day?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. We're all on the same team.
Until you find something wrong, and then you're turning them in.
I'll tell you what, so just look, we're just talking here, Mary, right? We're just talking. Sounds to me like that's the kind of job you could do like one day a month, and the rest of the time you act like you're busy.
I don't know.
Who spent 18 grand on Post-it notes?
Yeah, see?
You ever come across something like that?
No.
Not yet.
What do you come across?
I don't know if I can talk about that.
We don't want to hear about it.
I do.
You do?
Like, what's that? Like, okay, I have to assume if you have a full-time job doing that and it's every day, that there must have been some excess in the past or somebody who crossed a line and you had to crack the whip, right? Otherwise, what's the point in having you do it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
See, she doesn't even want
to
talk about it.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
She doesn't want to talk about it. She can't. Don't force her to talk about it.
She could. She hasn't said her last name. She hasn't said her company. She hasn't even said the industry they're in.
Somebody might know her still. Mary with two toddlers.
She could easily say somebody spent way more on a rental car than they should have. Right? That's easy.
What's the industry? Like, you're the business. What do they sell? What do they produce?
Banking, finance.
See, she can't talk about that, Dom.
She can talk about it.
You can't talk about
banking. She can talk about it all day long.
No, no, no.
Someone who's like a...
Who wants to talk about work when they're not at work?
Because I find this stuff interesting.
Even her kids are mad.
When somebody is crossing the line and spending too much on something, like they supposedly went on this business trip that should have cost like $1,200 and they spent like $7,500. We want to know about that stuff. Oh, yeah.
That particular area of finance and spending of the bank is not my area. We're looking at, you know, the banking and processes controls of the financial instruments.
All right.
Where's that cricket sound effect?
Crickets. It's like, why is this an everyday job?
Somebody's got to do it, and Mary's doing it. She's kicking butt.
Excuse me. She's hanging out with her children right now. What does that tell you?
She's got some time off.
It's a holiday.
Yeah, banks are closed.
That's right. Holiday. Celebrate. All right, let's play Rattle Off. You ready to play, Mary?
Probably not anymore.
Yeah, you kind of... The excitement's kind of fizzled out from you, huh, Mary?
Let's do it.
Because you were asking so many questions and badmouthing her job.
I didn't badmouth. Well,
I felt like you were badmouthing her job.
I questioned whether it's a full-time job. 10 seconds, Mary. 10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 billionaires.
Ooh.
5 billionaires. Ready and go.
Warren Buffett.
One.
Bill Gates. Melinda Gates, Elon Musk.
Oh, no. Give me a Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Kim Kardashian. She's a billionaire.
Oprah.
And many more.
Darn, well, Mary. We enjoyed the heck out of talking with you, Mary. Thank you for tolerating that call, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll call back again. Don't worry.
Thank you, Mary. We'll be here.
We look forward to it. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Only you were up by uncomfortable. No,
you
with
just
that.
Sometimes you just it's too many questions.
Anna, who's on line two, was like, God, I want to hear where somebody crossed the line. Didn't you, Anna?
Maybe just a little bit.
Anna was like, please tell me more about the banking industry, please.
My job, it had nothing to do with banking, my friend.
My job is to
ask the questions that our listeners would ask in their minds.
But honestly, don't you guys think that you guys have the best job and then nobody else can compare?
Well, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So
we get to be nosy and ask inappropriate, sometimes rude questions and get away from it for the sake of the show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're all friends. And at the end, you just throw in a, we love you. Thanks for listening. You're the best.
See?
And then Dom hangs up on him.
Oh, no, I put people on hold. I don't hang up.
Hi, Anna Banana.
Anna, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I had two. So I replanted all my plants in the house, well, the ones I needed. And then I watched all of Jeff.
Hold on.
Whoa. Did you repot? Is that what you were doing?
That was the highlight of your weekend?
Repotting.
She repotted her plants. I think that's cool.
That's fantastic. Like, you do it once every, like, you know, year or so. And you have to have a weekend of it. So you have wine. And then plants and soil, and then Jeffrey Dahmer. It was great.
So you made it through all the Dahmer episodes?
I did.
I stopped at episode one. I couldn't do it.
My wife stopped too. She's into that kind of stuff, but even she said this one was too much, which makes me want to watch it.
How does it end?
Well, in a good way, I guess he dies.
He dies in prison.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. He's murdered in prison.
Oh,
you know that.
Not information that you might have had for the past.
Oh,
like,
I thought they made it. Maybe would have changed the ending or something.
Let's go back to this potting of the plants. Do you do you talk to the plants while you're repotting them?
Oh, I do better than that. I leave them classical music when I'm out.
They say you should do that.
Music all day.
I've heard that you can do that for your plants.
That's
good for
wonderful.
Them.
They get happier. Hmm. They're big, luscious, and you know, it's wonderful.
My wife's into that. We've got three or four plants going right now, and they are happy as can be. So she's doing something right.
Yeah.
I don't like them because you get the little flies every now and then, the little gnats that fly around the house.
Mm. Oh, the apple cider vinegar helps. So just like,
what do you do with that? Rub it all over your house or on the plant?
I get like little plastic cups, and then just put them all around the house. Once in a while it happens, but like very rarely.
They'll land in it, and that'll be the end of it.
I will try that. I've never heard of that.
She's going all Jeffrey Dahmer on these little gnats. She doesn't eat them.
I always am. I don't like them.
Plants is big business. There's all sorts of plant groups on like Nextdoor and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we've got a nursery thing down the road from us, and that's dangerous because those places are not cheap.
No.
The people who work at nurseries, they always seem to be the kindest, happiest people, don't they?
Absolutely. They're like pure of oxygen. All day.
They're rolling the plants and smoking them.
That too, maybe.
Maybe. Those are also happy people too. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I've noticed.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny. All right, so we got the highlight of your weekend was Dahmer and repotting your plants. What do you do for a living?
Yes. Oh, I do. I'm a financial analyst, just like that lady that was before me.
Oh, God, Dom.
Okay.
Don't.
I know, it's not fun, but fun. So, like, I excel at Excel, so that's what I would say.
That's a mad skill to have.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, Excel people are pretty cool.
I suck at Excel,
and
I want to be
good at it. So confusing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, but everything's on Google now, so you just Google it. Super easy.
Yeah, I was doing something on a Google Doc, the spreadsheet this morning, and it's... I'm uncomfortable doing it because I feel like I'm about to really screw up.
Oh, don't worry. It auto saves. It will let you know. Like, you could always revert back to like 2 hours from now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Let's try it.
Okay, 10 seconds. We were talking about these items just a little while ago, so let's see how you do. And quick note to everyone who's still on hold, don't hang up, even if Anna wins. We still want to talk to you. 10 seconds, Anna. We need 5 things that kids might sell door to door. 5 things when that doorbell rings that kids might be selling. Ready? And go!
Passes for school activities, chocolate, Girl Scout cookies, snow shoveling, lawnmower services.
Snow shoveling and lawnmower services. Actually, I can't. I disagree with it.
I would services, say that because you're going to hand them money for something.
I said, "What do kids sell door to door?" And
totally
services
do.
Counts.
They sell themselves. They sell their service.
You bet they do. That's what I'm saying.
I think you got it, Anna.
I can't.
For shoveling.
Anna, stop trying to convince
you
us.
You don't have
what
to talk
we're
us into
to say
it.
Is we're trying to say we don't see a problem with any of those.
Fantastic.
Which makes you a winner!
Yay!
He didn't have any butter braids in there, which makes me kind of sad, but it's all right.
That's okay. Thank you, guys.
Listen, you could not be more charming. If you will hold on, Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Cool, thanks.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Hold
Thank
on.
You for listening. Who did not hang up? Will, Shannon, and Allie did not hang up.
Nice.
You're a good man, Will. Thanks for hanging in there, buddy.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, good.
Very good.
No worries. Highlight of your weekend, Cowboy. What did you do?
Well, I took some fall harvest family photos with my wife and my 3.5-year-old son.
Hey, aww. You're a basic fall family, too.
Oh, yeah. Me and you, Jeremy.
That's it. I talked to my neighbor yesterday. He came wandering outside. I was mowing the lawn. He's like, ugh, we're going to a pumpkin patch, and we got to go get the photos in the corn. I was like, aw, it's what every family does. It's what every suburbia fall family
does.
I don't think I have ever done a family pose family photo in my life.
Oh, man, you are missing out. You got to do it in the fall.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody sits on the hay bales.
I'm so happy that I'm missing out.
Get a wagon full of pumpkins.
No, I don't need that.
It's basic fall family, man.
Mm-mm. We prefer more of the candid shots than the fake, everyone wear the same clothes and sit on a hay bale. And
yeah, you are missing out.
Yes, I agree, and that's great.
I was being sarcastic.
Will, what do you do for a living?
I work in home remodeling.
Nice.
Oh, my God. You must be making a bundle these days.
Oh, yeah. We're busy.
Do you finish basements?
2024. We do.
Can you bump some people?
Did you just say you're booked through 2024?
We are.
Oh, my gosh, man. Good.
Wow.
That's great for you.
It's terrific, but
really good.
It's not good for the rest of us because A, we can't find anybody, and B, when we do, the prices are through the flipping roof.
It's insane.
Oh, the materials.
What are 2x4s running right now, Will?
They were $798. I think they're down to $352 now.
Whoa,
actually,
that's a big drop.
Yeah, don't give me that's this good. materials, Will. I know what it's going to. It's going to labor, and that labor is expensive.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Will's raking it in.
So I'm going to have all the pipes in my house replaced. All right. All the pipes have to be replaced. I'm going to put that PEX stuff in.
Yep. I'd go with
But what's really going to be the bugger of the whole thing is when all the ceilings and walls have to be repaired. Ugh.
Yeah. You'd piece it in, though. It's not too bad.
It'll be fine. You can get that done in 2024.
Yeah.
Tell them buy some buckets.
Now it's 2025. He's booked through 2024.
Yeah, right. Get some buckets then.
Oh boy. Well, wow, Will, you are a good man. Thank you for continuing to hold. We enjoyed talking to you, my friend. Okay.
Of course. Thanks, boys. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Willie.
You as well. God, we have the greatest listeners of all time. Shannon kept holding. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hello.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I took my girlfriend and my baby to Georgetown and rode their scenic train and a fall motorcycle ride.
That's fun.
Whoa, that's nice.
How much does it cost to ride that scenic train?
It wasn't too bad. I think it was only like $30-something, but it was beautiful.
How long is that ride?
Train, 50 minutes round trip.
Well, that's not bad at all.
$30-something?
It was wonderful.
I'd like to go do that. I've never done that.
Do they charge you for the baby?
They did not charge us for the baby.
Okay.
Well, then I got to find a baby to bring with me if I go. Free ride for a baby.
Baby ride free.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring a couple babies with me. We'll see.
What was the best food you ate this weekend?
The best food I ate this weekend, my girlfriend made some really good chicken. That was a Caribbean chicken that I never had before. And it was delicious.
You need to put a ring
like
on it.
Like a jerk chicken kind of thing or something?
Just like that, yeah.
It's the funniest name dish, isn't it?
Yeah,
jerk chicken.
It's jerk chicken. It is. Look it up. Yeah.
Hey, when are you going to put a ring on it?
I don't really believe much in marriage.
No? Not going to do it?
No, I don't know. We may one day. Well, I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. What about your girlfriend? Does she believe in marriage?
I think so. But I'm not.
You don't know? You haven't asked her?
How long have you been with her?
Talked about it?
How long have you been together?
We've talked about it about 4 years.
4 years?
But they've been together long enough to pop out a baby, so it's enough time to talk.
Or is it somebody else's baby?
Plenty of times.
No, it's theirs.
It's yours. It's between you two.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look, marriage is not for everyone, Shannon. You do you, buddy.
Live your life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a very fun life.
Well, that's good to know. What do you do for a living?
I work for the cannabis industry. I work for a company called Bovada. It's a two-way humidity control pack to keep your cannabis fresh.
Oh, okay.
Potweed.
Potweed, yeah.
Give me a funny name of the potweed. I always like the funny names.
Oh, man. There's so many.
Give me one.
The newer ones. Skittles, Pot Crust, Candyland. Yeah. Zapping Skittles, like there are some weird pair. Weird.
How
names.
Can they get zapping away with Skittles. Using like brand names like Skittles? How do they get away with that?
Trademark it a little bit. Maybe it's
but what I'm saying
industry.
Is Skittles
it's
is
spelled different.
Yeah, they're spelled a little bit different. They'll put a Z like, or something.
Yeah,
like
Skittles,
like
bro.
Like S K I D D L E Z.
Got some of them Skittles, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
a little different.
Well, listen, you are a great sport. Thank you for continuing to hold just to BS with us. We hope you have a great day, buddy, okay?
Nice meeting you, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Later, bro. Well,
thank you very, very much. And the champion for holding at just about 18 minutes
hey,
is Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Oh, hey, friends.
Hi.
What have you been doing for the 18 minutes while you were on hold?
Watching my toddler do all the toddler things in the house.
Just grab everything and putting it in its mouth?
She is putting things in buckets, and she's got a pacifier in there, so far no things in the mouth. Quite yet.
It's coming.
It's funny. How old is she?
Seven, yeah. She will be 2 in January.
2?
That's great.
2.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. What was the highlight of your weekend besides watching your toddler?
So we did do basic family fall photos.
Very good.
Was it a highlight? Yeah, it was fun. But my question, actually, we did go test drive some cars, and I know, Dom, that you're a big car guy. So I guess I could ask you a question, what you would recommend as far as either just putting on winter tires for my car to get through the snow, or if I should upgrade from my Honda CR-V to an all-wheel drive all the time, like Subaru.
Well, I'm going to let Jeremy answer. He's more of that kind of car guy about the snow tire thing. However, I would say if you plan on sticking around in Colorado, I would go with the four-wheel drive. And the CRV is a good vehicle, though.
Right.
I would go four-wheel drive, but Jeremy, what do you think about the snow tires?
Well, it depends on what you can afford. You're going to spend $800 on tires versus how much for a new vehicle.
So, I mean, yeah. You're asking. 17. I can get a pretty good trade-in value. They did appraise that, which is fine. And so it could be kind of like an even trade or like less than $5,000 we would pay out of pocket, which I think is beneficial for having safety on the road.
I kind of you want the new car, don't you? You already know the answer. You want the new car. You're like, tires are a new car. What do you think? You want the new car.
If
it's long term and you're staying in Colorado, go get a four-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive in Colorado is just the way to go.
Do it.
Okay. I'll splurge. Tell my husband you guys made the decision.
Splurge.
Mm-hmm.
It is an expensive time to buy a car, though.
It is, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, some of the new models are coming out, too. So some people are going to start doing year-end sales. So between now and the end of the year, you might be able to find something. It's just finding cars over the last couple of years has been a bear.
It's really
difficult.
Really
tough,
yeah.
Man. Whew.
How much are they giving you for your 17 CRV?
22.
Holy crap.
See what I mean?
How many miles do you have on it?
Less than 50.
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, that's good. Good for you. Well, enjoy your new car. What color are you going to get?
If I could choose, I don't know. There's a lot of options. I kind of like the blues and reds, the darker colors, or the olive green is nice, too.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. Right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've enjoyed chatting with you, and have fun with that little toddler. And thank you so much for spending your mornings with your boys, Allie. We love you.
We love you, too. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. We just made a sale for some car dealership.
Somewhere, right?
So, a five-star rattle-off session. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning.